Great Destinations Radio Show with Kerry Jones.
Now, has learning a new language been one of your New Year resolutions? And did it last longer than the first week of January? Oh dear. Like the diet or the gym regime, it can be really hard to schedule study around your other commitments. That's why some experts think it's better to get your head out of the books and head abroad. Helen Watts works at the Alpine French School. It's about an hour from Geneva. They teach in a lively, fun way using games. Helen says it's not so stuffy as school.
In the winter, people often come and do skiing and combine that with French or snowboarding. So in the morning, they get up and they either have breakfast with other students or with their host family, depending on what accommodation they've chosen. Then they will ski either with other students or in a French lesson or with a French ski guide, depending on the package they choose. And then they'll come into school for the afternoon. So in the afternoon, lessons are from 3 until 6:15 to give people maximum time on the piece.
So effectively, you're doing lots of stuff, but you're doing all that stuff through the medium of French?
Yes, exactly. And then the evening again, the idea is it's dinner with the host family or dinner with the other students, trying out your French, having a go, practising what you've been learning.
And you don't need to be embarrassed if you make mistakes.
Yeah, much more fun, much more fluid, much more focused on getting the learners using the language, having a go. There's much less focus on getting things 100% perfect. We focus on the idea that language is a communication tool. So, you know, if you get a verb ending wrong, then at school you would have been penalised and your French teacher would have said, oh no, you know, that's no good. But really we focus on the idea of getting your point across and getting your message across.
You can learn more at alpinefrenchschool.com. And activity-based sessions are available elsewhere in Europe too. You could, for instance, take an Italian cooking course while you master the lingo, with a number of companies including Lingua Viva in Florence, and studytravel.com details courses where you can learn Spanish and sailing at the same time in Valencia.